You know, when you get good at this kind of thing, the process is easier. Both the relaxation side and the meditation side. You're either returning your attention to your breath, or breathing deeply to allow your attention to return and turn. Things happen. We become particularly used to going under in specific places, and I certainly invite you to do so now. The more comfortable you are, the freer you'll be with your erection, and with the gradually building, slowly accreting mental fixation on how hard it is for you to think, how hardness-making it is when I think. We become used to a way of going under. Please find a place where you can do so. A time and an event, also, I like to trance before bed. These are just comfortable ways to let some of these things get into your head in the first place, and then when the response becomes automatic, when it becomes instant, when the word, which you may not even remember how you acquired it, so I won't assume too much, there's an element of forgetting why you get so hard when you touch, or which words are just too much to resist. But you find a context and wet your mind, which is already able to slip into an altered state, since we have to do that kind of thing each day just to exist. That mind is here with me. Zone out and rest, and it will be fine. Slip deep. Your mind, mine. Sometimes things happen to our bodies when they get tired, drowsy, or when you're rising from a similar period of rest. We get hard, or wet, in my case, or hot, in our heads. Some fantasy that followed us into bed, then followed us out of it, and if you don't do anything about it, those fantasies build up. I think you owe your mind that muscle with delusions of grandeur, that scheming presence behind the fantasies that get you too hard to resist. It's hard to resist when your brain insists. Sometimes we're sinking to a place we know is safe so we can get out of the way what we need to, so we can play with what we need to open up and learn. Be honest with yourself as you become more aware. My words vibrate in, enter your ears, without care, but with concern for your pleasurable enjoyment. So if at any point this is something you don't like, remember, like with all my work, you can cycle into waking, rise on your own, ignore any authority I pretend to have. That's always just you throwing me a bone, lending me credibility. And lending is used advisedly. I only borrow every tool, every trick, rule, small deception, or hypnotic ask. Every task you consent to do on you is done by you. You're doing this to yourself, and I wouldn't have it any way else, and therefore my thesis at a close. I'm satisfied your mind knows you can get back up. The option is always there to spread out your consciousness and rise newly aware of the interest of your hardening mind. Spread out to fill your consciousness. You've made yourself comfy. You know what's coming. Even if and when your mind forgets, in your mind you pause and pulse and throb and let cock and hard brain drip, remain, jump. That's all right. There's something to enjoy, something to love, something to employ in indulging your body in the joy of being hard, of your brain finally not being blue-brained anymore, having another opportunity to be hard and dripping, but then to throb, pulse, and expel all that excess horny, all the things you could never quite tell how to discharge from your sexual yearning. Finally, there are possibilities. Aching, wanton, your mind indulging. The more words I say, the further away you get from a specific memory of how and why you're so hard. Hard, dripping, mind slipping, aching, wanton. Throb, pulse. The more words I say, the further you get from a specific memory of how and why you got here. And it will be the same as you proceed, dear, through getting hard and learning to get hard when get hard is the command of the moment from me, from you, from anyone you view as appropriate to dictate your dual erection, the perfection of hard thoughts that magnetically turn toward the physical signals for which you still burn. They are pleasure. They are inflicted by your leisurely moments of reflecting on how hard your brain is, and your thoughts turn to liquid with how hot your brain is. The movement of air they arrive within, converted to electrical impulses, same as my vibrating words entering through your ears, which register in the framework of chemical potential, the linked computer of our mind, as the processes which indicate arousal unwind into your future. Methodical and slow, your thoughts themselves aglow with a chance to finally let go in alluring hypnotic trance, dancing your brain down to oblivion. Down, down, resolving all conflict within. You need this. The chemical potential inside your brain, linked to words telling you to get hard again. Night, night, pet. Getting hard, jerking and throbbing, jolting, robbing you of any alternative. When you're this hard, you need it this bad. The buttons in our mind that start the processes that have had you panting in hardened, throbbing delight. The physical signs all tied together, haunting you from the night till morning wood. My words can strum across that timeline, blur it, muddy it, muddle it. You jerk it, gone for it, learning that it flows so strongly to the surface that you cannot avoid it. Only indulge in giving your brain the indulgence at last. Long put on the back burner, your mind deserves to get the same kind of stimulation focus that you already have in your cock, in draining your balls. The demands in the halls of your mind are now open. More fetish, more trance, more jerking, submitting more of your pleasure to your mind, subordinating the penile pleasure from below, clicking you into place. Everything I say that turns you on in the first place, I call to the forefront to serve us both. In trance, relaxed, and both of us might drop. You've set aside time deliberately in this trance of mine, so I will invest it with the extra oomph of knowing I drop too. Turning me loose on your mind gives me license to simulate all the pleasures I can find. Resting in your brain, playing over your skin, stimulate you, and in time, titillate, tease, and encourage your mind to fall into a hypnotic double bind. Feel your body become a little more aware of every tingle, every movement, every brush of air across you, rigidness overtaking, your body spasming, mind faking sensation, and then realizing and making real even more in turn, manifesting your cock's destined fate to just burn with heat when your brain is also replete with fantasy, with pent-up energy, with tantric need in every inch of rigidness overtaking, body spasming, mind once more trying to slake a thirst. And you loop through the same tunnels, same corridors, get lost in the alleyways of hardness. All I've got to do is turn you on, and it's all the other fun aspects that will haunt you when you wake hard, when you sleep hard, when you drop hard, turned on and ecstatic at pure potential. And then, when you go deep like this, in this somewhat dreamlike state, it overtakes you, and then you can't wait to relax in place, relax at your own pace. This is going to loop through and through, and you know you may forget But the essential parts that teach you how to train your skills, they stay, and they abet you eventually returning to the world of the waking and getting hard so quickly you may have forgotten exactly how you got in the state you're in. But if we take your aroused, turned-on state, dripping inside with thoughts that can't wait to be expressed, to drip from you, voice and voice alone can say the word hard and make you rigid, but it's everywhere, sure. But context where you should make you rigid, make you throb, want it more, do the studs job, those times are more limited. So you're completely okay to wait, and that's for the best then. A part of your world, a part of your inner world, waits for words such as mine. Intonations which give you sublime hardness inside your weary, aching, wanton length inside your hard, elated, drifting mind. Losing yourself in this fantasy of mind, desire, and arousal. Making their designs now. Hard. Simple phrases that happen all the time need more and more specific activation conditions. My voice and yours and those you give it to, knowing any time that the last green, the last approval and green light rests with you. Simple things can be verified easily, unless you find your mind forgetting, not even knowing. You'll be surprised in the wake of the wave that comes to lift you from your doldrums, hun, make you hard, hard to think, easy to sink, sensation flooding in. If you're listening to me, you've already gotten your place pretty deep in, that place inside where you listen. You have coded it in trance. Fantasy and desire dance across your conscious mind. But the waiting part just wants to find a lever to pull, a trigger to respond to, a thing that you can hinge to execute the beautiful machinery of you. Make you throb, want it more, drip and drool. I've left all these doors open. And you're doing this to yourself, so it's you who walks through. Your mind interprets the things I say to you. Arousal I suggest. But you have a better way to test that one. Let all the things you hold back. The yearning hunger that can be so distracting. Having a mind whose attention is always hard and horny. A mind at tension with the hard and horny environs is unsurprising. You've left your mind blue-brained for much too long. No wonder you're susceptible. Are you curious why? Why some things remain and you remain aware and others fade into the dream and drain away? Like water running out of cupped hands? Well, you're rigidly erect and aroused, and that's never been the most conducive to precise memory. Especially not around me. Realize my voice and yours. And any choice you make about who joins that list, then you insist green, the green light for your mind, to take a dream and make it hardness, to take excess thoughts and make them hardness, to be soft less, and if you're soft below, you're hard above, because your poor brain just needs a little love, just a little jerking and throbbing, for the mind itself, mental masturbation. Whispering hard, growing hard, an erection so hard it smacks up, stands up, down below or up above, but as above, so below in that flow. Quenching your buttocks, tensing your body, feeling the dripping of pre down the tip. Your balls throbbing, pulling up, ready to to supply a hot load, ready to explode, grow hard, your mind agrees, echoing me, focusing down on the erection, the mechanism of the erection, the mechanism we installed, triggered response from brain to balls, cock standing hard, everything else soft, hazy, and dreamlike. Your attempts to fixate, soft, hazy, distant, and dreamlike, see and feel them slipping through your fingers like water scooped to the palm of your hand. Eventually it must channel away, land on the ground, or squirt into the palm of your hand, yeah. Jerk, throb, you're allowed to touch, that is your job, but the impression remains that all this fades to distant dreams. All this eventually drains. Moisture, especially on the tip of a rigid shaft, throbbing and tensing, freed soon at last in your mind. Jealously wanting, such an easy button to push as jerk, stroke, the throbbing tension almost slapping into your stomach with eager, pointed need. Your body shivering in the warmth from within, the coolness of the air, brushing flesh, made more sensitive, because yes, when you go deep, you get that little bit more sensitive, more stimulated, eager, ready, aroused, turned on, long gone, building. Rapport as you trust, yes. Siren song echoing, mentally muzzling thought processes that aren't needed. My voice is here, and it's superseded the bits you didn't want. But I'm here to help. My focused intention on you is here to help. The style in which we've dropped you deep, allowing you to take the long, damp desires of your horny, capable brain, your largest organ of arousal, the biggest erogenous zone, the muscle with delusions of grandeur that just wants to flex and feel good. Turn all that awareness toward allowing the memories of that awareness to fade. Because surprises are fun, and anchors are best made when they surprise you at least one time, hun. You can trust these thoughts are pleasurable, desirable, enjoyable, flooding. Fun to surprise yourself now and then, not quite know why you're hard until you feel it standing. Verified 10 out of 10, fully rigid. Unstoppable mind, throbbing and aching, blurring the line between the two, so if one is hard, the other is too. And if one can only be soft, the other will egg it on, hard, magnetized, hard, the magnetic pole of your pole, hard, stuck to it, hard. Everything prior to when you wake can be a distant dream, so there's a better hunger to give some uptake to send to your brain and say, yeah, you'll do what you need to do to get that hot, denied fantasy ache out of your mind. And the dam will break and flood. You'll throb and grow rigid. The brush of air or fabric against your flesh will do it, enough to spark you closer, an inevitable release that will release everything you've gone through to wait this far. Hard and pent up, hot as you are, closer to the primal, the urge, the point where you will release, squirt, come, brain, climax. All that remains is that you were hard in the first place for reasons that felt so external, the puppetry of pretending. That's where you're headed, making yourself till it makes you. You're doing this to yourself, and when you rise in a moment, and I'm going to encourage you to, all this will stay with you for later use or later surrender or later preoccupation with your studding, usable length. All that usable length, the strength of your eventual released, aroused, wanton desire, suddenly made more obvious. Deep and turning off parts of your brain that you don't need. The parts related to outside so you can focus in here with me. You turn off the rest. There is no obligation here. You picked a place to drop, dear. You are temporarily finding safety, existing as impulses and desires. This hardness is something you get to cultivate, and nothing outside of you influences it. Presenting you with the idea, with the mechanisms, I'm just a game show host. I'm just Monty Hall, but I leave all the doors open. I'm just here to help you haul that long, buried load of brain lust up and out to bust on the shores of you. In a moment, I'll encourage you. Go ahead, stretch. Get up, sit up, move. You're allowed. 3, 2, 1, and move. If you need permission, the muzzy, fuzzy, blinking, blanking is okay. I'm going to keep talking, and you can go here. You probably have enough to get on with today, but when I say get hard, it leaves you aching, wanton. First test in the waking. Oh, where did that come from? Not from me. I wasn't here. Remember, dear, the particulars of your mind, programmed to do that little trick, can fade and you can just admit you're hard and slick and ready for things much more important than the boring lessons of how you become as you are, how you go far when you jerk and jolt, able to exist every bit as hard as you've been before. Your mind trusted me to open and then close certain doors, certain details, but we're still on the same rails as when you began. You loosed this exercise, began this process, and a process properly executed with the right materials and the right catalysts will end up in the same place with the same byproduct. A product of finding my words alluring, buying into them, lending me credibility and the strength to help you do what you wanted to do, and then you get hard. Wake up in the mornings, you might remember that you're about to get hard. Say it to yourself mindlessly before a session or mindfully before doing stud work, and you might get hard. When you trance here, please do use your hands. If you didn't think you had expressed permission to be jerking and edging along, all along you did. Fantasies throng up. What would it be like to stroke with abandon as I encourage you to stroke with abandon? Only because when you ache for the urge, and I hope you will, you can turn a lever, instill in yourself a wake up pet on three. One little movement returning to your body. What was before now? Dunno. Was I here? Shh, stay with the flow and get hard. Two. May still be hazy and drowsy. Your hand may be moving mindlessly. How long till you notice and then you see what you forgot on the way down, the way up? Details of trance are the same. Cup your balls, squeeze your cock, open your brain, realize it needs three to rise up because you're done. That didn't go very long, hun. Hopefully you're hard. Have gotten hard and that's quite all right. Hold on tight and keep it that way. Things have faded from your mind. But I'm here to say you can remember them if you need to. The fantasies played out, the heat as well. Are remnants of the heat still telling on you that you're stroking, that you need to touch, and if down below is off limits, then your brain might get touched a little too much in the mind. On the shaft of an erect ache, a mind rigid there, that's good. Like it, need it, crave it is what I would like you to do, like and need your own body and the mechanisms it uses to get what it needs. And your mind is part of your body. And your fantasies outstrip the physical practices done in service of it. Of your horny, hard, blue-brained mind. You need your body. Its response in kind to listening. Enjoyment. To moaning and jerking. And I mean that literally. Enjoy yourself. Slide hands where you need. Move your body, and if you're about to use that hard length, then use these words too. Your tools are yours, your tool is yours. You could just clench the pelvic floor, make your muscles squeeze, beg for more. Rigidness on display, pulsing and jumping, constantly at play, particular details fall away. Remember, sometimes you hear me say, get hard to the turgid fundament. Your listening enjoyment as you enjoy yourself. And again, I mean that literally. Particular mechanisms may stay with me, but they're present in you, and your conscious mind can find get hard button push. Consciousness knows it loves it hard. You unconsciously know you keep it hard. If it were soft, your brain twice as hard, between your legs or in your mind, between your ears or between your thighs, pulse and throb, and dream on through your cock jumping, dripping for you. That's right. Something to enjoy, something to adore, to indulge in, drool a puddle on the floor, or fuck one into existence with your persistence, you're gonna like it. The pulse is hard and dripping, the aching wantonness is slipping, mind indulging, mind alight, flooded. The more words I say, the further you get from a specific memory of how you're this hard, and yet you are. Deep in hearing my voice, star at getting hard, at long denial. If you need practice, that's okay. You can file this file away for another horny day. Pent up and ready to play, my voice or yours, safer and simpler, trusted elsewhere, and get hard. Needs a green light, needs a go-ahead. Give me one too much and you'll keep waking hard in bed with your hand where it needs to be. Sounds like the opposite of a problem to me. Enjoy your hard brain, your hard cock, and your futile efforts to restrain a door to which you control the only lock, babe. You're doing this to yourself.